Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a process.
Get yourself some Aquaphor. And
well, it's great when you're married to an esthetician. Skin is her life. Like, what can I do about it?
I don't know.
Well, you're too busy sucking her toes for her to give you an answer.
Yeah, and also he didn't pass the credit check.
I wouldn't. When you are at a right-hand turn lane and there's an advanced green on the lane coming towards you and they're turning to the left, that means that you can go! Jesus Christ, what are you fearing?
You have to be in some shaped order, like the competition's high.
You mean to get the ladies?
Yeah, because of that technology, you don't have to go to the bar anymore.
I think the first player that really embraced the workout aspect of being an athlete was Babe Ruth.
Hot dog.
Touchdown brownies.
Yeah, hot dog. Touchdown brownies.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike and Son. Michael William.
Michael O'Mara, Michael and Son.
Joining us on the show right now. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? You want to hold the microphone up to your face? How long have you been doing this? You know what Oscar said before the show started?
What?
He said, I'd be so scared if you were my father.
When your father calls your name the way he just called your name from the garage, do you 50-50 think that he's mad at you?
No.
Okay.
I'd be scared if Mike was my dad because of the jeans.
I know.
The what?
I
the
know
jeans.
What mad yell.
What, the genetics of it?
Yes.
He said he knows a mad yell. See, he's in tune with your
knows.
Emotions.
He knows.
What's the difference between a, hey, Michael, come here yell and a mad yell?
Yeah.
Well, the difference between a
microphone, God.
Dad, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, the difference between a come here yell and a mad yell is it's actually pretty interesting. It's quieter.
Ooh,
wow.
It's like kind of a, Michael, come here. Like a little, like.
The
like
delivery.
Yeah. The delivery is way different. And then, Michael, come here. It's just like, for the Michael, come here, it's just more loud and like.
Yeah, you're like, Papa needs me.
Yeah.
Have you ever, with the quiet mad yell, have you ever pretended not to hear it to see if it gets repeated?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thousands of times.
That's where
you
seek,
hear you calling.
You seek shelter.
That's
well,
right.
Sometimes that's true if I have my headphones on.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
of course.
So you requested an appearance on the show today to plug your
YouTube.
Your YouTube. All right. What is your YouTube?
Lunar Mike, capital L.
Step into the sky.
Can you put the microphone
down?
It is.
It is right there.
Here's what doesn't work. When you're talking into the microphone like that, it's better if you talk like that.
Yeah. Point the microphone towards your mouth.
All right, so my YouTube is Lunar Mike, capital LUNAR dot capital MIKE dot.
And what are you doing on Lunar Mike?
Fortnite content.
And what is the Fortnite content that you have?
Right now we have some memes. Finley right now is editing.
That's your best friend?
Finley, yes. Mm-hmm. He is editing a YouTube short right now.
Okay.
And we're just going to keep going. Me and one of my friends, Kyler, are doing a subscriber race.
Aren't there any Eddies or Bills or anything? Are they all Kyler?
Sam,
and
Joe.
And, you know, I'm really sick of guys named Todd.
Todd.
It's a bit.
What? What's wrong with Todd?
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So, what is
what
this
happened
channel?
To Eddie? He was here a minute ago.
He was here a minute ago. So, is this exciting, this project that you're doing?
Well, it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's annoying when I'm getting when I'm getting spam messaged on my phone saying, we need to record. We need to record.
Okay. Well, welcome to show business.
Well, yeah.
Yes, it's all about frequency and respecting your audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good advice for someone that's almost 10.
For those,
I am 10.
Okay, sorry.
Thank almost
you.
11.
Thank you for clarifying.
11.
Thank you. We're both your godfathers, you know that.
Yeah.
And grow up so fast.
I've subscribed, so I'm in. You got one more guy.
All right.
When our audience goes to your page, so they know it's your page for sure.
I can.
What's the picture of that they'll first see?
It's like a well, it's AI generated.
Yes.
It's like
go ahead, Mac, and pull it up for everybody if you don't mind. Mike, do you know what you see when you go to your son's page?
Oh, no.
Okay. So but before you say anything, Michael, let's talk about the content and let Mac pull up Lunar Mike on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right.
Which I have subscribed to. And he'll pull it up on the screen.
And now Oscar can spam you.
Yep. There.
I won't spam you. Okay.
Is
now.
Is that it? A minuscule picture we see.
Let's go to the video here.
That's Mac, great
let's
video.
Let's go to that video. Let's just scroll into the first video, the big one, please. The one, you don't press play, just the what people would see. You can't zoom in any further. Can you just click on that video and make it large?
Sure.
Say hi to Michael McIntosh.
Hello.
Have you met
Michael?
Mac?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
All right, so is this one of your videos right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now people know what they're going to look for.
Cool.
Is there audio on this?
I love it.
Battle Royale. And you've landed on some city.
It's supposed to be funny, so don't mind the audio.
Easy Lagoon. Now you pick up firearms. And fight like it's World War II. Oh,
God. Why is it all choppy?
Oh, God.
It's supposed to be funny.
You the storm. And when you go into it, well,
this is great.
I love it.
You lose health. This forces you to.
You're a content creator.
Yeah.
Age 10.
What are we looking at here, Michael? It's kind of confusing to you.
Subway Surfer.
You win.
Oh, Mac.
Wow.
Now he loved that. So I watched this the other night, and when he played that, he said that was on purpose. So you
I don't doubt
was-
it. Yeah.
And then it says, in it appears in the bottom corner, RIP headphone users.
Mm. Oh, because of the loud burst? That's very good. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's work on that for our audience.
The next video, if you don't mind pulling that up, I think you guys will like that.
Okay. This is like
this
the
is your,
Dick
this
Cavett
is your show,
show,
technically.
It's like, can we go to the clip, please? Yeah.
I'm taping my own special.
Across the hall.
Go ahead, Matt. Pull it up, his second video. So we've got two videos going.
How about this plug?
Yo, just want to say thank you for watching. We always put a ton of work into our videos, so yeah, let's get started. Yo, what's up, guys? Today, we're going to be doing a challenge. I can only use common weapons. Everything common, yes. So yeah, let's get started. I'm just going to the vault to get some heals, med kits, everything. So yeah, the vault's right here.
We're watching this video at home for the audience. This is fantastic. Michael playing with just common weapons.
Fortnite. You're doing me dirty. You're doing me dirty. Let's see what I get.
You're doing me dirty.
Don't let him
Fortnite.
Do you dirty.
No.
Why? Kill this chicken. I'm going to eat it.
Well, your man's got to eat.
Hello. And I'm dead.
What is this?
He's really good.
Yo, that's good music.
You're the star of your own channel. I love it.
Is this...
Give all the credit to Finley, though.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Humble. I like that. I like you know
yeah, but I think
okay,
we know
let's
the
turn
truth.
That off. That's enough of that. Thank you. What? Why are you hitting me?
Why?
I didn't want to play the whole thing. We didn't have time to play.
It was 2 minutes.
Well,
that's an eternity in radio.
That's a long time to do a show. Skibbity. What does skibbity mean?
I know what it is.
What does that mean?
It's skibbity toilet.
What is skibbity toilet?
Why don't you have a chat with Mac?
Do you have to go to the restroom?
What is skibbity, Mac?
It's a YouTube series going on right now. Skibbity toilet.
Yo, that's informative.
Yeah, what does skibbity mean?
Skibbity?
I don't think it really has a meaning.
I mean, it doesn't really have a meaning.
What's the feeling? Is it like, how dare you?
Skibbity. No, it's just...
It's originally from a song.
If it doesn't have a meaning, why did you pipe in and say, I know what it means?
Because it's a meme.
It's a meme.
Well, is it skibbity, 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 doo-wop, doo-wop?
Close.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Skibbity, skibbity, yappity-doop-a.
Dad, no.
Skibbity, beep, boop,
bah. He's old.
He's singing scat. He's sort of like having Ella Fitzgerald in your house.
He's doing the scat.
Yeah. Bippity, boppity, boo.
Oh, now, my God, Dad.
Not appropriate.
What did I do now? What? Bippity, boppity, poo.
That's
what's
too
that
scary.
From? Tell
it's
me
from,
now.
From Shock to the System, a movie with what? Michael Caine.
Who's Michael Caine?
He's an actor. Yeah. One of the legendary actors of our time.
He came
Michael
up with
Michael Caine, and he's got a northern accent like that.
He's Austin Powers' father.
My time, yeah, older than me.
His time.
Why are you pointing
at
me like
when
that?
The wheel was invented? His time.
You be careful. You're
now
gonna get one of those quiet
time.
Angry. You're gonna get one of those
our
quiet
time.
Calls. Yeah, Mr.
Remember we talked about respect. Remember?
Fine. Yeah.
Fine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's the mad. That's the mad.
The delivery of like, hey, yeah. I'm serious. Hey. Serious.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, but yeah, you have to respect your parents.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll send you an invoice.
Look what does that say right there? How many minutes?
10 minutes.
That's 10 minutes in eternity. Yeah. That's worth millions of dollars.
12.5% of today's episode. I hope you are happy.
All right.
That's pretty good. Anything you'd like to say?
Remember, frequency.
You know, and not goodbye duties, but I mean just like to the audience about your channel and about
subscribe and like.
Okay.
And if you don't, there'll be a spider under your bed.
Yo, that's scary.
Thank you.
Arachnophobes. Thank you.
Michael William O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Did you enjoy your segment?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sorry I cut you off. But I felt it necessary for my audience. Okay, thanks for twerking for me. I appreciate that.
Oh, was he twerking?
Yeah, he gave me a little twerk on his way out. Showed me his
butt. Oh, I love you.
Showed me his butt. Showed me his butt. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Like Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, I'm afraid to do We Are the World. Found that out on yesterday's show. All right, so today's I don't want to rant like I ranted yesterday, but I would like to just identify a myth. Another myth destroyed on the Michael O'Mara show.
Oh, it is a myth buster, yeah.
The myth of the kindly old person.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is a myth created by Hollywood and nurtured over the years. Probably not recently. Probably more, it's been more real recently. But I think over the years, it's like the kindly old grandmother or the kindly old man. And
they still throw them into sitcoms. I mean, like the grandfather or grandmother character is normally kindly and understanding towards, say, the kid more than the parent would be. So I think they still use that trope.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they probably do. And I am here to tell you that come down to this part of the world and linger for a while and watch that myth just blown out of the water. Blown out of the water.
It's not so.
Fort Myers, Costco, Gulf Coast Center.
Nice.
The other day, I make the tragic mistake of deciding that I would fill up my car midday. Huge
sounds
mistake.
Like a reasonable time.
No, it's a week midday on a weekday is the time to go.
It's like the sweet spot. I think
I didn't bring my soundboard
midday
there, but I would give you a buzzer at this particular point because
midday Phillips are like boom bam you're out.
It is not
in out.
You know what, it's probably a different scheduling issue
because they
in
don't
Florida
work
than Leesburg. Yeah, there's nobody working down
there.
No, there's no work going on and that's fine because look. And it's also fine that they're all pissed off because you know what? They've worked their asses off and they've seen a lot of life and, you know, life is, you know, the they've got less left than they had than they've lived already.
Their warranty is almost out.
There's so more in the rearview mirror than there is ahead. Yes.
But as far as midday being the time to, fill the car up, no, there it is. There's the buzzer. I will tell you this. Yes.
I just want to be clear here. Don't think every old person is a mean person.
Oh, I don't think anybody is all one group. I do not believe in stereotypes.
I think I'm getting an echo from my headphone just in case.
Oh, that's me.
No worries. The the place where I've met the angriest elderly was Phoenix, Arizona.
A snowbird town. Bastion of the elderly. Yep.
Yes.
Where they where they mass. Where they
I was leaving Scottsdale collect. Town Center and I gave this old lady a ride home. I thought she was lost. No, I was like 22 and just given like the 7-year old lady that said,
can you find this on Pornhub?
No, she missed her shuttle to her hotel. So she was a Cubs fan. She's like, can you give me a ride? Like stranger danger.
Yeah.
I did.
Was she wearing something low cut?
Can he finish, please?
And when she got in my car, she started complaining about how low the car was and how hard it was to get in. And she was mean to me the whole time, and I dropped her off. And she's like, this car is so uncomfortable. Why would you buy this? And I'm like, what is happening here? Snowbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There they are.
Entitled.
I've never, ever, and I've really done such a good job up until this point of trying not to talk about it because I know people get tired of me because I've been doing it for years. But I have to say this. I've never seen it like this. I've never seen this many people here. And by the way, not all old. I'm talking to everybody.
Overall
volume. Working at home, I think.
Yeah.
It's just all ages. 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Oh, I don't know this world. This is wild.
Yeah. It's like nothing I've ever seen. My 19 to 20 minute drive to take my kid to school, I allow now 45 minutes to an hour to get him to school. And it's just, they're everywhere. But the old people, flash forward to midday, I fill my car up at the massive cost company.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper gas by a few pennies and sometimes more than a few pennies. Yep. And so that's where I go. It's 7 o'clock. I drop my kid off. 7:30 rather, drop my kid off. Boom, over to the Costco. Empty. Because they haven't opened their little peepers yet. They're in permanent vacation mode and they don't have to get up to take a kid to school. They don't have to worry about it. And so it's in, out. It's the best discovery I've ever had in my life. Flash forward, I didn't do it. Got caught up. Down to like 35 miles. Didn't want to. I wanted to get the cheap gas. So I go at midday. It is. Let me see. I counted conservatively. There were in this line 150,000 cars.
That's a lot of cars
coming from this direction and this direction, this direction. I come in and I go towards the left, out around, and pull into the right.
Okay.
The man to my left, I think, was concerned that I was going to cut him off. And I went, I'm in this line. He said, give me a thumbs up.
Can I ask you a quick question about your cost company gas service?
Yeah.
What side of your car is your
right side?
Your gas tank? The right side?
But I was going to do the pull across because
See, I don't like to do the pull across. And sometimes that really gets you if you have to go there. They always
I'm coming in on the left, so I'm going to have to pull it across.
Okay.
The line. Right. It's the only line that I could get in.
All right. Okay. Very good.
And I see the line, and I figure it's going to be a while. Right to the phone. God love our little devices, right?
Yeah.
I mean, time.
We're never
sitting
bored
in traffic,
anymore. Yeah.
See, we just don't have to. We can occupy our time in whatever way. Then out of my peripheral, I see the lane start to move, and I pull ahead, and a massive SUV, I think either a Tahoe or a Suburban, lurches in front of me coming from the far right, and I look over at the window and I see what I saw in the window was a frog. The face of a jowly frog going like this, going
mad, very angry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that my medical balance was spot on that particular day. And so I reacted immediately. And by the way, if somebody went like this, I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah
no worries. Because
don't have anything on
not
the docket.
Not a big deal.
I'm fine.
Good.
But the fact that, and I'm talking about with maybe 20 inches to spare, this dude was willing to, I guess, hit me. That got me angry.
Yeah.
That would trigger anybody.
Yeah.
And then I go forward and he goes forward again. and this is a standoff. Then the windows come down.
Nice.
Does he roll down first or do you?
F you. It's like, and I'm pissed. And finally, I'm sitting. And by the way, he's got his mommy, as they all do.
Sure.
They all travel with their mommies. So he's got his mommy, his jowly mommy in the seat next to him.
A female
and
frog.
And all I can hear from her is, because she's weighing in too. And just about this point, I stop. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are
Turn around,
you
don't
doing?
Drown.
Yeah.
I stop. I put the car in reverse. There is enough room in back of me. And I back up about 2.5-3 feet. Get out of my car, walk over to the front bumper of my car, and I pull one of these. I go like this.
Oh, a kindly gesture. Yeah.
But an angry one.
Oh, yes, okay.
If it's that important, go ahead, take it. And he pulls like a little, doesn't really know how to handle this, and I'm wondering whether he's not going to go now, but he finally moves.
Of course, he got his way. Yeah. He likes
that. And at
that
point, as soon as he does that, I say to myself, this was the better move because he is going first, but, I don't have to worry about seeing somebody angry because he can't be angry because I let him go.
He got his way.
Yeah. And then, as he's accustomed to, I'm sure.
So then he gets in, and it's one of those moves where you have the Costco lanes where somebody pulls out around.
Yeah.
And you go around him to get in front, and that's what happened. He pulls in, car in front of him fills up quickly. I go around, give him plenty of space, and I go over, and I start filling up my car. And at this particular time, I go one step further. I walk over to the guy. I said, listen, I'm going to apologize. There's no reason for that. He said, I apologize as well. I walk by his wife. She gives me one of these. I go, sorry. And I walk back over. So at this point, what happened? I'm filling up. He's filling up before I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up pulling around. I don't look at him, but he pulls around and everything's fine. And a lady, this old lady walked up to me, this tiny, who did she remind me of? I'm trying to think. She looked like Rita Moreno. She looked like Rita Moreno. And she comes up to me and she goes, well, when you got out of that car, I was pretty, what did she say? When you got out of that car, I was pretty sure we were going to have a first class road rage moment. She said, but I saw what you did, and that was the right thing to do. I said, yeah, it's not.
Excellent.
Yet. And I said the line, I've worn a T-shirt that says, you never know what kind of day somebody's having.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, and that just sort of erased the moment. But down here, it's just getting to, it's that point where everybody's a little overwhelmed, especially the people that live down here all the time. We're a little overwhelmed now, more so than we have been in quite some time. And I just want to say, Try to do the right thing. Oh,
you did the right
thing.
I was
so pissed off.
Did it help when you made the sarcastic gesture? Did that diffuse you a little bit?
Oh, 100%.
That allowed you to.
Yeah, because you're.
Because I really didn't think it was worth the hassle.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was just completely surprised that this guy was coming in from the right-hand side and assumed that he had right of way, which he didn't, and it freaked me out. And then the whole, which you see 1,000 times a day here, and you have to just deal with it. You have to realize that two things are happening. There are more people than are ever. We are we're like a tourist town where our population skyrockets and then it goes away. And so you have to realize you got that happening along with a different pace. You have to slow your pace down, because if you don't do that and you don't accept that, you're going to go out of your mind. And so it still hasn't changed the way, I looked at my wife the other day and I said, listen, I know I'm in their age demographic. I think fast. I talk fast. I drive fast. I want to do things fast. I like to go fast. in life, in general, with everything. If I want something done, I want it done yesterday. That's the way I roll. I don't know when I'll stop rolling like that, but you got people down there that are like, okay, class, I'll let this and it'll be over. I swear to God. When you are at a right-hand turn lane and there's an advanced green on the lane coming towards you and they're turning to the left, that means that you can go! Jesus Christ, what are you fearing? That someone's going to blast through the row of cars turning left and smash their truck through and take you out? Grandpa?
Old timer.
Got it off my chest. Sorry. That's all.
Mike, I commend
you. I think there's
you.
A lot of people in our audience that get it.
Like, yeah, I commend
you. That can
you.
Be old people or young people. The people that somehow
Shen
don't process.
Had a road rage incident yesterday.
She did?
Yes, it was yesterday. Usually I drive her and the dog and Shannon sit in the back. I'm their chauffeur.
She's painting her nails.
And she drove this time because I took the dog out. It was freezing. Whatever. Got in the back. And she's driving. And she starts honking at this guy. I'm like, what? Like, we're going home. What's the hurry? She goes, I hate traffic. I said, we live 2 miles, a mile and a half from home. There's no need. Like, there's no need for this.
Do you ever rave out? Do you ever rave out in traffic?
No. It's pointless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or there's no win. And I'm deathly terrified of somebody either taking out a piece.
Yeah.
And then saying, you know what? I've had a bad day.
That's valid. Yeah. And I completely forgot
that. Now you're going to have a bad day, and I'm the only one that's going to continue with my day.
And I do believe, now listen, this is me saying this. I do believe you never know.
Yeah.
The kind of day somebody's having. You don't know what crap they're going through. You really don't know.
I went with something similar. It was a couple Christmases ago, and this is why I like the fact that you got away with your sarcastic gesture that sort of diffused it. And it can really, on the surface, only be looked at as friendly. It was a couple Christmases ago, like the last banking day before Christmas, probably like the 23rd. And I had to make a deposit at the bank. And as we talked about yesterday, I go to
the
bank.
You're still a physical bank guy.
I go to the bank, right? Yeah. And so I go in there and there's probably.
Here you go. Here's my ticket that I filled out with the pen attached to the middle.
It served us well for some time.
And so there's like probably 8 or 9 people in line and it's moving up and people are coming in. You know,
Carrie,
it's steady.
Did the milkman come today?
Oh, God, I'd love to have a milkman again. Tompkins Dairy.
Do you even remember? Did you have a milkman?
Yes, Tompkins.
Didn't know there were milkmen.
Yeah,
we had the stainless steel box on our porch that they would leave the milk in.
But anyway, box. I don't think it was stainless steel.
Well, what a metal box, I should say.
It was metal.
Isn't that Amazon? Amazon delivers.
But I was close, like maybe 2 guys out from the teller, and a guy comes in some sensational black-on-black suit outfit with his cell phone on.
Was he a businessman?
He was a businessman.
Successful businessman, so you immediately
He was a younger businessman with long hair and a sensational outfit.
Like how long?
Comes in on his cell phone. Like not quite shoulder length, but enough that he had it styled.
Did he look successful?
It meant a lot to him. Yeah, I would say that. Okay. But he also looked like an a-hole. And so he came in and he's on his cell phone.
Why did he look like an a-hole?
I'm telling you why. Okay. Because he was on his cell phone and he says, I can't believe the line at the bank. I'm going to probably be late because there's too many people here and the tellers are slow. And you're just going to probably have to wait an extra 15 minutes for me. Not even trying to be quiet about it. And people are looking around. And I finally say, hey, obviously you're very important. Would you like to have my place in line?
Did you really?
That's
you didn't say, obviously, you're very important.
I did. Because
I could see him doing that.
Yeah. And so he said, I said, well, it'll get you out of here quicker. Come on, let's trade. And we traded. And everyone was looking at him and everyone was smiling at me because he shut up quick. And I was proud of that moment. And you know what? I don't have anything to do that it was going to take me. The extra 15 minutes didn't bother me because it shut him up.
Did you see that man? Did you see the man over there with the Three Stooges t-shirt and the cargo shorts? He let that other man go forward.
Mike, there were no shorts because it was winter.
I also went to the bank on the 23rd because we had to tithe.
Yeah.
And they want cash. And the person.
Talking about your parents, of course.
Yes, my parents. They need cash. They want cash.
Okay, you got to clarify.
Literally
that.
10%
people
of your
that
income.
Didn't hear that show. Oscar and his
every
family.
No, not just me. My brother, my sister, mm-hmm. everybody, we give a percentage of our salary to our parents as a tribute. And they expect it.
Did you ever once in all these years offer me to come over for a cup of coffee?
And the gentleman in front of me looked like he was in a hurry. And back of me looked like he was in a hurry. And I was like, would you like to go? Because I knew what I was doing. I was moving on. He said, yes, I'll be quick. He asked for $52 bills. They had to get the bank manager because that's what he gives to all his like employees or his people. I don't know. It was something that was not fast. It took a good 20 minutes to get the $2 bills together.
Yeah, people.
And I said, it's the holidays. It's the holidays. I'm just going to take that money anyways and give it to my parents. What am I in a hurry for? Like, what's the point?
You should have paid your parents in $2 bills.
$2 bills.
Well, I have to point out that the replay when I got out of the car made the generous, sweeping hand gesture.
Sarcastic
would have gone
something
gesture. Like this in a terrible world. Yeah. Listen, go ahead. Go ahead if you want.
And Thank you for thinking of the audience and us.
Mike, God forbid one of those bullets hit the gas tank.
Oh, my God. What would happen if that happened?
Something out of Griselda.
Ah, Griselda, you digging it?
Oh, I'm done with it.
You're done with it already?
Done with it.
How late do you stay up to binge?
Oh, that was yesterday. Yeah, I was done with it the first time. I started watching it, and then Shannon's like,
I'm on like four. How many are there?
There's only six. There's only six.
Oh,
quick.
Right. I'm starting tonight. I'm up to date, though, on the Jodie Foster detective show. That's great, Mike. That's a good record.
You like it?
That. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I love it.
With Griselda, even with all the prosthetic nose and everything like that, and even though they kind of ugly her up a bit as much as they can, she's got magnetism that comes through her phenomenal. She's such a great actress.
There is an appeal that... You could feel
like the, superstar.
Yes, superstar.
Right?
Mike, you don't get to say it much. Movie star. She's a movie star.
I'm like, and it doesn't always have to be Latin, but man, oh man, keep it coming.
It's like the level of violence is just wild.
Yeah, it's like Narcos with better acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
With
higher quality stars.
And the production value of Narcos is great, but like it doesn't kind of like they just give you the action and the high level, like this is what happened.
And they also break physical stereotypes of that type of content. Because prior to that, you always had a particular look for the Narcos.
Yeah.
And South America is populated with people of all different shades and hair colors and stuff, and I love that.
Cultures.
Yeah. I love that they do that, and they don't do that in a lot. If you went back and looked at all of the Sicarios and everything
just
else,
the same,
right? Yeah. Same actors, same all the time. And this has got a lot of probably South American actors that are.
They're all speaking fluent Spanish.
And really good at it. And really just good actors. So if you check it out, it's called Griselda.
Griselda.
Good song. Good.
Check it out.
Griselda.
That's it. That's the opening segment. We do have to move on because I've got a lot of content on today's show, including food trucks, Amelia Earhart, storage units for sale. Let's see. We may talk about the trailer. Are you going to hit the music?
Well, you didn't. You were teasing. You normally give me a gesture. Okay, very good. Mike, it's only 23 seconds. Why would you change
from the man who has played it on his own when I haven't given him a gesture hundreds of times?
My apologies, Mike. I misread the situation.
Oh, my apologies is your version of that view. We'll take a break and come right back on the Michael Merrill.
Habibi.
Don't reinvent yourself for 2024. Just rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates two times faster than water alone. Yummy. All in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and you can feel like a hydrated new you, ready to take on the world in 2024. Liquid IV has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. So good and so easy. Here's a true story. Mrs. Shannon Zaballos always starts her day with a double shot. Two packets.
Yeah.
Really? In 32 ounces of water. Wow. And often ends her day with one more if she didn't get enough water. Here are the facts. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV, hydration multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com. And incidentally, if you go to Costco to get it in bulk, you let the person, if you're going to get gas on the way out, let the other person go.
Yeah.
Please do that. Use our code TMOS at checkout and get 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Oh, look. The Kraken's making a sarcastic gesture.
Hello, Kraken.
Hi, there buddy.
There you go. That's the way I should cue to commercials from now on. Just go.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah,
that
would very be clear.
Very, very interesting. Let's begin today with Patrick Mahomes. He is a young, handsome, successful athlete at the very top of his game. But the NFL posted a video of him shirtless after last weekend's AFC Championship game. And there's not an ab in sight. But he's still an athlete. Still a high-level athlete. Patrick Mahomes, apparently, I haven't seen the picture, has a dad bod. No, he won't be challenging Andy Reid for a belly flop anytime soon, but there's more of a paunch there than you'd expect, but at least he has a good excuse. He
there's
tweeted,
not
quote,
a paunch. There's not a paunch. It's,
he said,
it's not-
yo, why you have to do me like that? Like I got kids.
Yeah.
I've seen the, I was actually, I was shocked.
That he was.
I expected
kind
eight
of
abs.
Like not super muscular. You don't have to be a great athlete, right? You can be functional and not be, you know, sculpted.
Roger Clemens.
Kind
I
of
remember
a,
he was always kind of schlubby.
Little schlubby.
But,
Major League pitchers, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
David Wells. CC Sabathia. The list goes on and on. You go back into the days of Major League Baseball, you get guys like Mickey Lolich, who's and you get guys Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah.
You get the list goes
Sweet
on
Fernando.
And on and on, you know?
You but, are being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a dad bod. That is a guy who might not have a defined six-pack.
Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was a screen cap that the NFL put out.
Yes.
And the NFL is getting everybody to talk about it because it's
what
the
kind
NFL.
Of how would you did you think that was like a prime specimen compared to other players in the in
No,
the
I wouldn't call it a prime specimen, but nor would I call it a dad bod. There was no paunch. I mean, it's not like he has to leave his shirt
untucked. Well, isn't a dad bod characteristically defined as kind of a soft body, not a chiseled body.
It's not chiseled.
Correct. By the way, man, I hang out and play golf with these guys, and the fitness level. It started with my my nephew, and then my niece's husband, and going out to these vacation places with them, and seeing all these guys in their age range.
Yeah.
The level of fitness is so superior to when I was that age.
Mm-hmm.
It's night and day for a lot of these guys. There are a lot of. I mean, it's a big deal. They know how to take care of themselves better than we did.
Well, and also it's more discerning, right? The mating, you have to be in some shape to order. Like the competition's high.
You mean to get the ladies?
Yeah, because there's that technology, you don't have to go to the bar anymore.
I think the first player that really embraced the workout aspect of being an athlete was Babe Ruth. He
hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Hot
touchdown
dog.
Brownies.
Give me a hot dog. Touchdown brownies. Well, buddy. Here we go. Sam, cut the cheese is farting.
Farting.
Tribute to Sonny, Frank, and Sam, the play-by-play guys for the old Washington football.
You know what? Those were some crabby old guys.
As you probably know, Bruce Willis was diagnosed with aphasia almost 2 years ago and dementia a year ago. His ex-wife, Demi Moore, helps care for him along with his current wife, Emma Heming, and she has some helpful advice for families of someone with dementia. Demi says, quote, "I think the most important thing I could share is just to meet them where they're at. When you let go of who they've been or who you think or even who you would like them to be, you can then really stay in the present and take in the joy and the love that is present and there for all that they are, not all that they're not." That's not
smart.
Bad advice for that.
That's great advice. Great advice. I just
go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
If the for me, the idea of even seeing Bruce Willis that way, it maybe because he's like he's an action star in my eyes still.
Yeah,
it's just so depressing,
heartbreaking. I
not only
Julia
an action
after
star,
him.
But the yeah. idea of the quick-witted action yeah. star. You know,
oh, he was so sharp.
The,
yeah,
the, you know, and he was on Letterman a lot, and he always had shtick. And you know, in my favorite Bruce Willis will always be Pulp Fiction Bruce Willis, where he's just such a badass, such a cool guy. You know, Zed is dead, babe. Yeah,
it's a, you know, they're streaming Moonlighting now. I think on Hulu. One of the services finally got Moonlighting, and if you've never seen that show, it is a very peculiar television show.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
In that
it is fun. I want to hate on it, but it is.
It's
there's something fun about
it. Show, and if you've
I never got into it. I never got into Moonlighting. I didn't like watching Sybil Shepherd smirk her way through the TV series.
She can smirk about anything because you know what, Mike? I hate to say this, but she is a knockout.
Gross. Mark Zuckerberg and other tech CEOs attended a Senate hearing where they were basically beaten up and held responsible for the death and exploitation of children. I'm not doing anything to defend CEOs of these social media companies, but these hammerheads on Capitol Hill that get into their little committee rooms, it is a format for them to give speeches.
Yep.
It's all BS. It makes no difference. It is just a chance for them to grandstand. And I became acutely aware of this back in the days when the media CEOs went in front to talk about censorship after Janet Jackson, and we were all required to listen to it. And I remember sitting there going, well, all these people are doing is like screaming and scolding like they're superior. And I'll get to my point again when they it starts with Dick Durbin said social media has given predators, quote, powerful new tools to exploit children. I see their point. I know it's happened. I get it. I understand it. Senator Lindsey Graham told Zuckerberg, you have blood on your hands. That's where I draw the line. You mean the same blood on your hands with zero gun legislation forever? And you the shamelessness of political people in our society, the ability to come out and disregard everything you've done and have the balls to look at somebody else, that's part of the deal of being a politician nowadays. You have to be completely without any moral compass at all. And it was like, you have blood on your hands. I can't imagine anybody that is responsible for life and death decisions, as legislators are, to be able to say that to somebody, even though it might be to a degree true because these companies do it. Anyway, Lindsey says you have blood on your hands. You have a product that's killing people. Hello, Lindsey. What's your voting rights record with the NRA? Hey, Lindsey. Families whose children were harmed by social media also attended the hearing, and Senator Josh Hawley asked Zuckerberg if he wanted to apologize to them. So I get what they did. They bring these guys in, they all make their little speeches, and they all say apologize. Zuckerberg told them, quote, and Zuckerberg, is he not the just the perfect guy to be beaten up by a congressional committee?
Well, I mean, I've taken a deeper dive in this topic, and I get where you're coming from.
Sure.
It's as simple as they had the whistleblower on one of the news networks last night. I've been following this for some time. There are opportunities for social media, even Facebook, to put a little button that says, hey, I'm 13. I'm getting unwanted advances by this adult or whatever it may be. And they just won't make the button.
They won't do it.
Yeah.
Because they're in their little nerdnik world of what they think is important. It sucks. I'm not defending the CEOs at all. Zuckerberg told them, quote, I'm sorry for everything you have all been through. No one should go through the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invest so much. And we are going to continue doing industry-wide. Come on.
I read a follow-up story that after the hearings, Lindsey went to get gas at Costco and got his way.
It's just the follow-up is what I care about. Yeah. I'm so cynical now when it comes to this stuff. You have blood on your hands.
Yeah, we've seen that portrayed in movies so many times where they just bring people in and they're like,
yeah,
okay,
Right.
What's next?
It's a wonderful opportunity.
And it's as old as time. This is no new thing, you know. You want to know the typical senator, the guy in The Godfather that turns the cannon towards Michael Corleone, you know. Yeah. I expect your answer by noon tomorrow. And he turns around, you know. I don't like your kind. I don't like your kind. Mm. And then Tom Hayden figures out a way to, you know, kill the hooker. And, ooh, is he in trouble? Anyway, that's just an old movie. Doesn't mean anything. A woman is going viral on social media, speaking of Costco, for bragging about how she returned her couch to Cost Company after using it for more than 2 years. 2 years. Mm.
They have a legendarily decent return policy at Costco.
Has the Spiewak family ever perhaps taken advantage of that return policy?
No, never the return policy. But you know what? I have taken advantage of price adjustments. I do follow those.
Okay.
For big market. But I think I don't think there's anything heinous in that.
You're being thoughtful.
Yeah. No, never.
Very generous
like
return
that.
Policy at Costco.
Yeah.
That doesn't mention many restrictions, believe it or not.
I do know someone in the neighborhood who returned a hot tub after a summer.
Really?
Yes.
A hot tub.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's like installation and everything. They had to eat a little money out of that, I would think.
I think they did okay.
Wow.
How much did it cost to rent a hot tub for a summer?
Well, they did it. You know what? Costco did not pick up the bill for the electricity.
So they're not just restrictions at Costco other than electronics, jewelry, alcohol, tires, and batteries. The woman, her name is Jackie. That's the name she's giving. She says that she was intimidated about asking for a refund just because she didn't like it anymore.
Wow.
But she adds, who cares? Return it. They have an awesome return policy. She didn't even have a receipt. She just told them when she bought it. They looked it up in their system and then credit her credit card for the purchase price, which was about $900.
Yeah, you never need a receipt because they have it in their system. You don't need to worry about that.
Reaction online is mixed, of course. Some people are commending Jackie for working the system to her favor. They argue that Costco gets money back from manufacturers for returns, and you're already paying an annual membership fee to shop there, but others are slamming her, saying the people who abuse the system eventually force companies to make returns harder for everyone else.
Yeah. Carrie sent her a muffin basket.
They add, she's returned stuff to other stores, right? Carrie, you said Carrie was good at that.
Right? She's very good. You know what? She ended up, when we registered for our wedding gifts, she returned service for 8 of our china and then rebought it at the Mikasa outlet and got us service for 12. And cash.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I mean, so there it is. She just knows how to work it. Yeah.
And it probably wasn't used either, right? If it was a wedding thing, right?
Oh, Mike, we ate off it all the time.
Pizzas, days.
Pizzas, chili.
Had fights with it.
Lots of Chinese food. They said, why does this smell like oranges?
What's that stain? We left it in the sun. The people that didn't like this added that it wastes employees' time, makes lines longer for everyone else, and ultimately raises prices for everybody else. That sounds like a company person saying that.
Yeah. A couch.
There you go. A couch for 2 years.
Thing.
A couch. How many farts
wild.
In that thing? For 2 years. Yeah.
Do not sit on that. Yeah.
And finally, a 285-year-old lemon was found in the back of an old cabinet drawer. I'm just the messenger.
Okay.
And it was auctioned for $1,780 in England. I'm surprised they didn't say pounds. Brettles Auctioneers in Shropshire said a 19th-century cabinet was brought to the auction house by a family who said it had belonged to a deceased uncle. A specialist was photographing the cabinet for sale when the lemon was discovered in the back of a drawer. The fruit had an inscription carved into it, I guess. It says it was inscribed with the message, given by Mr. P. Lou Francini, November 4, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter.
Wow.
The auction house decided to attempt to sell the aged lemon, and officials were shocked when it fetched a high bid of $1,780. The cabinet, meanwhile, sold for a paltry $40. What were lemons used for in 739, you ask? Well,
what?
All I know is they were hard to come by because it was always cold. That's it.
You know, the amazing thing, Mike, is the person that bought the lemon was able to return it to Costco without a receipt.
And it was the guy that, from Fast Times at Ridgemont. Yeah. It says 100% guarantee, you moron. We'll
I normally get good lemons here.
We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, pal, I know what's bothering you. You need... Hold on. Hey, pal, I know what's bothering you. You need to you probably.
Oh, no.
You need... Hey, pal, I know what's bothering you. You need to you probably tackle that. Hey, pal, I know what's bothering you. You need to you probably tackle that. Oh, you probably need to tackle that ancient box of treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve, but weren't sure where to start. Don't dread it. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. We've all used it. We all love it. Legacy Box. It's like a time machine that takes you back, and it lasts forever. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and it's all done right here in the USA. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today and send it in when you're ready. Just go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Do you guys want to do storage units for sale? Or do you want to do nail biting?
Storage units.
Storage
really?
Units.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Very
storage
good.
Units. Let's talk about that.
Okay. They have those store. I guess the show storage is wars. Called Storage Wars.
But I am a storage war guy. And if that makes me trashy, then I'm trashy.
Well, it's a fascinating concept of opening it up, right?
Yeah. Because these are, people. It's like I think about when Geraldo Rivera opened the safe from the Andrea Doria. Sometimes there's something there.
Yep.
Sometimes they're not. And it's
most
a fun
times
gamble.
They're not.
Yeah.
Can
most
I time. May I give the context of how it's set up usually?
Yeah, please.
Someone rents a storage unit. They don't forget to pay. They just start paying on it.
Yeah.
So then there's an auction for basically storage units that are being opened to the public, but you can't go in the storage unit. You can just look from outside at these auctions.
Now, do you see windows or can you see in them? Or
they open up the front, at least in Storage Wars, they open up the common, they open up the front door and you can poke in, you can look in, but you can't breach the invisible perimeter.
You can't touch.
To touch.
You can't move anything.
It's so funny you would say that you can't touch that because recently... And this was not on Storage Wars. This was in real life.
Right.
A couple of people paid $30 for the contents of a storage unit. And when they went in there, they found out it had previously belonged to MC Hammer.
And they don't tell them that, right?
No, they had no idea.
I would think they would share that just to up the price a little bit.
You can't, I don't
think. You don't. This
you're
is like a volume deal. This is a volume deal. You're like, boom, what's in here?
Now, so here's the thing.
I have
is
a
that,
question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
The question is, can you... can the storage company go through and check it out for? They can't do it either, right?
I don't know the legality. It's a great effing question.
Yeah,
because
I think
they probably just don't want the hassle of dealing with.
They're just like, this is what it is. What do you think it's worth? Highest bid.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What they found in there was not only, and I saw a picture of the parachute pants like he wore in the video for You Can't Touch This. They also found. They look to be like 4-track, I can't tell that for sure, but master tapes from Def Jam Records that are labeled Snoop.
Wow.
So it could be unreleased stuff of Snoop Dogg, could be unreleased stuff of MC Hammer. They've already gotten offers in over $1,000 just for the tapes, and they paid $30. Now, this, to me, is fascinating because I like gambling. I like kind of old junk.
Yeah.
I like the notion of what it could be. Do they have those auctions locally? Because I would go to one of those with $100 and see how I did.
I would say they'd have them anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that.
This is completely different.
Do a dive on it, Rob, and find out what's close. And you drive probably as far as like Pennsylvania to go to a
yeah. Oh, yeah, have, yeah, yeah.
I drove into Manassas. There's a shocker, there's a storage unit.
In Manassas?
You beat me. You rushed me on that one. It's a very unusual business for Manassas. Storage.
Prior to
is it near Earth, the nail
prior
place?
Prior to Earthlock moving to its larger space.
Yeah.
It was working out of a smaller space. So some of the equipment was in storage.
Yeah.
And I remember pulling up on a Saturday one day because we had to pull some equipment out and, with one of the guys. And he was like, oh, what's going on over there? He goes, that's that they're doing auctions. And I said, so it happens at every across the country.
I got to look into it because this is only $30. Say you double that, you pay $60, right? And you know you're going to get something.
But this is where you get, Rob.
Okay.
This is where you get burned.
Okay.
And this is well documented on the show, even if it's set up.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You got to clean it out. You got to take it whether you want
you
it or not.
You have to take everything out of there.
Yes. Yeah.
And I bet you there are some that are ooey gooey and disgusting too.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think they probably put food in there or anything like that, but there's probably nasty stuff in there.
You forget how dumb we can be.
Yeah. What was that show about? Was it the Santa Clarita Diet where they were storing corpses in a storage unit? You don't want that.
Well, or someone says, I'm just going to put it here for a couple days until I get settled.
Yes.
And then they never get settled. Like, and that's
seven
that.
Seven butterball turkeys.
Was it a butterfly? Remember when she goes into the back of the car?
Yes.
And finds the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like the old limousine. Yeah.
You know what I would like to find in the what I'd like to find in the storage unit is the block of ice from True Detective.
With the people in it?
Yes.
I just think that it would be fascinating, and I've watched a couple of these. Yeah. I haven't watched them on the formal show.
I've never seen the show. So
I've watched clips on YouTube where they, we're going to go and see what we have here.
What's the best score you've ever seen on the show, Oscar, if you're a junkie of the show?
There's a guy that says, yep. They tried to kick him off the show years ago. He's actually one of the wealthier scavengers.
Do you the impression again?
Yep. That's how he says he's gonna bid.
Okay, that sounds
that's
good,
how right. So that he so then they know to go to him.
What is like a high bid. Dollar value for, and how do they know to bid high?
They spend so usually it's like, oh, this looks like construction equipment's in here. Somebody will spot something. They're like, hey, look in the back. Those are like DeWalt
tools.
Or Milwaukee. That's a Milwaukee drill. That might be more tools than that.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Someone will see, hey, there's a Technics record player in the back. That means there might be some vinyl. Like they have this logic of what could be there.
So things that are associated. Yeah.
Correct. Or there's this speaker. This is a nice speaker. There's got to be a hi-fi system that they can auction off somewhere else or sell in their store.
Fascinating.
These are most people are selling like secondhand. They have a secondhand store.
Show of hands on the show. Who has a storage unit currently?
I don't. I've thought about it.
No.
Have thought about it. No. But
they are huge down here. They're so big down here.
How big are they?
They're so big. Godzilla was using one to store his toothpicks. Anyway, the idea of these storage units are, you forget. As soon as the work and the labor is over, you forget that you've thrown stuff in there. But I would say 90% crappy
10
crap
by 10.
Crap. Right?
Yeah. 10 by 10, nothing crazy.
Is
right?
yours I mean, air conditioned? I would think it would have to be down there.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. And it's
also, is yours on the first floor? Because I wouldn't want to deal with an elevator or steps.
Mine is on the second or third floor.
Is that a hassle, man?
Well, it's it's an elevator, and I enjoy a good elevator ride, and I also like assisted stair lifts. Anything mechanized that I can use, I like golf carts, assisted stair lifts, Rascal scooters. You know, when I had my hip surgery, I got to use one in the store. If I could, I would use one every time I go grocery shopping.
The greatest score I've ever seen is someone paying $2,000, and inside the storage unit. Was so many, there was like, basically, it was collectibles of old toys.
Oh, cool.
That nobody had thought because they were in big bins.
Right.
But they were brand new inside the actual, the
new in package.
The packet inside the box.
NIB.
Yeah, but old school toys.
Wow.
That'd be in the box. And then they show you the tally at the end of the show and they made like $30,000 off of it.
Speaking of toys, I would like to thank the company that sent me, I believe it's something called like the Tetra puzzle. It's a balancing game. It's a little wooden game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to thank them for getting our Christmas present for the family delivered yesterday. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Mike, I used to play the balancing game when I was drinking, but it was just me. Yeah, it was just me balancing.
There's a drill called the 90% drill in golf. And it gets you to finish on your left side when you're taking the swing. So you swing down through the ball. You have to have 90% of your weight on your left foot when you finish the swing. That gets you to compress the golf ball and come through it. And the 90% swing, you put your left foot forward, put the right foot back, shake it all around. No, and then when you do that, you you get that that contact, and then it kind of works its way back into your regular swing. I did that today, and it was very successful, but I'll still suck when I go out and play.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd throw a little golf in.
But you didn't lose your balance, which is good.
You didn't fall and hurt yourself.
Yeah, I fell and impaled myself on a tee.
just a splinter, really.
Stainless steel tee.
So is there anything else in the Hammers,
No, they've not even as far. This had just broken. They've not even played the tapes yet. So they don't know what's on the
master tapes are worth more.
I think they
got And I also believe those pants.
I would wear
Someone
the pants.
Would pay a pretty effing penny for those pants.
Also, the other thing they found in the storage unit was MC Hammer.
We have a copy of the tapes there. Let's play
Oh, you
that
do?
Now.
Good.
Boot, toot. Oops. Boot, toot. Boot, boot, toot. Boot, toot. Boot, boot. Boot, 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 boot. Hammer, don't hurt him.
Please, Hammer. Boom, boom, boom. Has Hammer been smoking?
Hammer time.
Shall we the play best, a game? One of the best behind the music actual profiles was of MC Hammer.
A fascinating life. Starting as the a fact bad that boy he had in the MLB.
Yeah, like at a jumbo jet that he would tour with.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing with this machine. It said beatbox, so I suddenly
thought that it would be something that would be good.
Could you make beats?
But it wasn't. It wasn't good. Hey, Paula.
Macarena.
Sorry.
No?
Wait a minute.
That's what I hear.
Nothing's working. This is says whistle.
Okay. Da-da-da. I like that. Is your main mic keyed? Because if you kill your main mic, I think we'll just hear whistling.
This one is called Top Lock. Can't touch this.
No, there you go.
I'm sorry, it's not working. Can't touch this. Sorry,
you cannot
everybody.
Touch this, Oscar.
You can't touch this.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Maybe they've got the master, Oscar, to the Adams groove.
Yes.
Hey, Paula, I'm going to marry you. Hey, Paula.
Oh. Paula.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, we're doing a little late taping today.
Yeah.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, the disgusting habit of nail biting.
Ew.
Nail biting. Ew. That's coming up next. Why do I feel like something's wrong in here again? I don't know.
Did you turn off your processing mic?
Yes, I did.
Well, then everything's good.
We'll be right back, everybody. Cheers.
Light is rain.
Hello. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. All right, it's off.
Good.
Hey, do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 70 pounds, and I have to say something.
Yes, please.
I will no longer be sampling High Noons. They are not good for me. Yeah, just wanted to pass that along. Got to be full
An
disclosure,
announcement,
you know.
Of sorts.
DermGlowSkin.com is your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. Hey, thank you all for getting involved in this weight loss journey and going to DermGlowSkin to get control of your weight. All you have to do, click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take a quiz and see if you qualify. A doctor writes you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. If you got a chance to see it, I did an unboxing video of my weight loss meds when they arrived.
Cool.
I showed you how beautifully done it is and how well they package everything and how it's all put together in a simple, simple package that you can eat. If you're sick of waiting for your medication because of low or out of stock places, DermGlow will connect you with a doctor that is fully supplied. I've lost so much weight, I walked over a Subway grate last night and nearly fell to my death. I'm talking thin, Arthur.
Wow.
So go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life with DermGlow. You can do it. And by the way, 30 pounds, probably more for me to go. And my son took a video of me at bowling because we brought Michael to bowling. Because
how did he like it?
Both Gammy and the babysitter are out of town this weekend, so we hauled him to bowling. And he was bored, and he was super tired. Mm-hmm. And ready to go home. But he had a great time, and he got to see me bowl a strike and videotaped
cool.
it. But I looked, and, you know, I look good through here. I'm jowly, and I look good in the front and probably really good on the side. I still got those handles, and I wore a too tight sweater vest last night. I don't like those handles, okay? Before I start talking about Mr. Fitness, as I like to tell friends of mine, when Oscar says, all that weight and not a sit-up done, Oscar has a hell of a point right there.
Yeah.
You know?
But you got a great ass, Mike.
Great yeah. ass. Bony great ass.
He's
fantastic.
Got a great ass.
Really fine.
And I don't bite my nails, and I never have.
Yes. So. It's actually, there's a clinical name. You all might know this. It's onychophagia.
That's, of course, the biting of the nails.
Yes, the biting of the nails. on the rise again, and of, I guess, import, because, it, shockingly enough, it went down during the pandemic.
Now, is this finger or toe?
What? So,
do you bite your toenails?
Is that no, what
it, someone on the show does.
No.
I've never done that.
I bite my wife's toenails.
But that's no, part no, of the delicate that's dance a, of seduction, of the, right?
No, I don't. But I've sucked her toes, though.
No.
Sorry. I guess maybe
we should break.
We tape in the afternoon.
Some show.
Sometimes the mouth's open, stuff comes out. I don't even plan on it.
Let's go to the storage unit and suck your toes.
Okay, so. I remember as a younger man, I think I got a C and my parents sent me to therapy. Because they thought I was doing drugs. The therapist looked at me. I've never talked about this, right? It was just.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You may have talked about your academics, but you've never done the therapy thing. I don't.
Yeah.
Think. But
so yet, my mom.
We've been on a long time. We've so, done
yeah.
A
she
lot
sent
of
me. She sent me to therapy because I got a C like on my report card, and she thought I was doing drugs.
C.
A C.
C.
And. The guy's like, I see you bite your nails, or something like that. I'm like, yes. And he goes, do you have anxiety? And I said, I don't know. Is that what? So then he like plants that in my brain. And apparently that is a sign of anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also remember when LeBron James was biting his nails on the sidelines in the middle of the finals, everyone killed him for that.
Really?
Okay. All right. Yeah. And I don't really bite my nails. I'll do that once in a while as an adult. But for me, I was shocked that... It was even on the radar, and it just pulled up. And I wanted to ask you guys, because after the pandemic, I feel like so many people are washing their hands at such a high clip that that would be something you would never want to do again.
Well, with the washing of the nails,
germs.
It's now it's the safest it's ever been.
Yeah, but if you're out and about, like you would, I am such a germaphobe now.
Yeah.
Compared to before the pandemic.
Yeah.
That I might wash my hands no less than 20 times a day.
Yeah,
I'm going to share this right now, and I shouldn't because I'm going to be embarrassed.
Why?
But the inside of my thumb, the skin is so destroyed from golfing outside in this cool weather we've mm-hmm. had that it looks like a moldy peach.
Oh, wow.
This is gross.
But that do you don't bite on it afterwards because it looks like a peach, right?
No, he turns it into a pie.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like focus. It's,
there you go. It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, boom. That's now, go ahead and move your hand out of the way and put it right in. There you go.
Boom. Oh, so it's very calloused from the handling.
But that's not how dry that is.
What's going on with that top nail?
This is like, Mike, when they would show a close-up of Letterman's hands.
It's like a Coke nail.
Letterman's hands.
It's not a Coke nail.
It's far from it. My the Coke nail was the lady at the McDonald's by JFK.
Why does this thing take so long to autofocus?
You had to hit autofocus.
I do.
Yes.
It's got a great close-up of your beard.
Yeah, you look great.
You do.
I'm trying to.
That's all natural white.
Robert has been a nail biter his whole life and still does it occasionally.
That's not a Coke nail.
No,
that's not a Coke nail. I'm sorry. I thought I saw a different nail.
Those aren't Coke nails.
No, you've got some nice nails.
Pretty nice, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty clean.
But I mean, I hate this. This has been a problem. I asked my dermatologist if there's anything I can do, and they give you like a steroid thing to go on there. It's a process.
Get yourself some Aquaphor and
cream.
Well,
it's great when you're married to an esthetician. Skin is her life. Like, what can I do about it?
I don't know.
Well, you're too busy sucking her toes for her to give you an answer.
Yeah, and also he didn't pass the credit check.
I wouldn't.
No, stop.
There you go. Yeah. You wouldn't let me buy a
Mac, you
Mitsubishi.
You bite your
Never.
Never, right?
Repulsive
really?
To me.
Gross.
Yeah. Never done it.
Josie Grossy.
Hmm.
I don't even pick my nails. I'll just cut them with nail clippers.
I keep mine extraordinarily short. I do.
How short?
Yeah, well,
like
bleeding short?
Not bleeding, but I mean very short.
Yeah, it's good. I think we're okay here.
Yeah.
Like,
I keep clippers in my desk.
The idea that people still have this after the pandemic, maybe because I'm just so, like, I've become a germaphobe.
Maybe it's
I'm a bit of a germaphobe today because they're dropping like flies at Michael's school, and Michael's got it. And you know,
be clear, Mike. It's a cold, right? It's not death.
It's a cold, and you know, I'm really concerned that you know, not COVID or anything like that, but the temperature swings down here every day. We've got a 40-degree temperature swing every day. Mm-hmm. It's 48 in the morning, and then it's 72, 73, and it's
now
weird.
I understand, it's Mike, why you sent me the text that said, man, the temperature really swings, man.
Hey, baby.
How do you germaphobe with your kid, though? Like,
you don't,
like, give him a hug and then take a shower?
What did he do today? I'm drinking my coffee, driving him to school, and he reaches over. He said, what's that? I said, don't. Because I let him sit up front because it's got a seat warmer.
Yeah.
And it was 48. And 48 for us is just like, you know,
blizzard,
the Arctic.
Yeah.
And he reaches. I said, don't touch germs, because I'm a little germophobic. I mean, when it comes to illness, it's a radio
thing. It's self-preservation.
You know, the idea of doing this show when you're ill is always – I don't think about it in terms of being a trooper. If you have a cold and do a show, you have a cold and do a show. What I hate is listening to it.
Oh,
I hate listening to a broadcaster that's sick. It grosses me out. It really, really does. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
The Oscar it was, I believe.
Yeah, I will shake someone's hand. I will thoughtfully think about that shake. And this is, you know, I'm just giving you the inside of where I am now. And say thank you and like move on. And then just count the minutes until I go and wash my hands.
Oh, last night bowling.
I feel terrible about it. It's nothing against a person, but it's
bowling
this is
high
what
five
it's become.
Every shot. It's so ridiculous that
you're putting your fingers in bowls.
High five. Oh, but it's your own ball, but it's kissing another ball that's up there. But after
and
every
who
shot,
knows what's going on behind the pins back there?
When somebody gets a spare or a strike or a decent score, you high five everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm giving
and
people
kiss.
And I'm giving people fist bumps.
Yeah.
And the fist bumps come in, and this one lady goes to me, he's a fist bump guy. Well, no, I mean, it's just
self-preservation.
All right. Well, anyway, any more information on biting of the
nail? I think I've turned into Patton I remember when he met Shannon for the first time, Shannon went up, was like, hi. And this is Shannon.
Right.
This is pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the most jellyfished fist bump from him. That she's like, and then I was like, oh, come on. He goes, fist bump.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, all because that one time he came on the show and I licked his ear.
I understand it. Oh, stop.
Yeah, Mike, that was not okay.
Not cool. I understand it now.
Boundaries, nothing but boundaries. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, it is the side of Flip with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Something very special leads off the Flip side tonight.
I'm very excited about that. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, something very special on the Flip side. And if you can avoid it, avoid biting your nails. That's
Thank
just
you.
Good common
Washing
practice.
It.
Open 24 hours, day and night, the TMOS store is a pure delight. But hold on, friends, there's more to explore. Hats are coming, hear the uproar. Visit TMOS store. Don't be a stranger. Spread the gospel. Be a TMOS ranger. Gear up now and support the show. Laughs keep coming. Let the joy flow. For all things TMOS, follow the rule. Official, authentic, and oh so cool. Thank you for the support. Oh so grand. TMOS store, the best in the land. Take a peek. It's the bomb. And it's all at TMOS store. .com.
Hello.
That's a one-take wonder right there. Beautiful.
The flip side.
AI wrote most of that.
That's good. Use all the tools in the toolbox.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Now, you know I've got two dogs in my house right now. We're getting closer and closer to making Sebastian be a Spiewak resident. Aww. He's the bigger dog.
Yeah.
But when I walk the dogs, Sebastian is poorly trained because he didn't grow up in our house, and he's strong. He's a big dog. So I have to walk the dogs separately, right? And I always walk Linus first. I noticed the other day when I was out in front, he was looking out the window, this big dog Sebastian, and he looked upset that he wasn't with us.
Mm-hmm.
So today when I walked them, I left my camera on my phone videotaping him. And I got something that is so wonderful. It is a cartoon quality howl because he's so upset that he's not out with us.
All right, let me just say, so you take Linus out.
First, yeah.
First, and he's left back in the house.
Yeah, and we've set up an ottoman in our front window so dogs can watch the street.
That's
dogs
sweet.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he sees us walking out there, and he's not included. And, of course, he's a stupid dog. Even on dog scale, he's stupid. And he thinks we're probably gone forever. He doesn't know we're coming back. And so this is what I captured on my phone today. Mac, if we can run that tape, please.
That is a 10.
That and it is so 10. Great because his chin is on the windowsill until he howls, and he has to pick it up because, like a dog in a cartoon.
Can you take it from the top, Mac,
take
again?
It from the top.
Can we see that again?
He literally has to pick his head up and
he
skyward
is
to
pissed.
He is not happy.
That but is you an should unhappy know, canine right
he
there.
He got his walk, and he was happy. Oh. He got his treats, took a massive dump. Everything was well.
That's great. Great job, really.
Yeah, that was so fun. I love that. All right.
That's awesome.
Australia, Mike. Dateline Australia. This happens, it seems like, about once a year. And I was really shocked that this is how they handle it. We've had stories before where kids have climbed into a claw machine at an arcade. Right?
Yeah.
And they're like in there with all the toys and stuff. They had to go with plan B to get him out because they ran out of quarters.
This toddler found himself stuck inside a Hello Kitty claw machine in northeastern Australia. The three-year-old climbed through the machine's dispenser and ended up surrounded by toys. Fortunately, police came to his family's help.
Are you able to get into that back corner?
Hey, Ethan, go to that back corner.
Great. He looks like he's like two.
Go to mom.
The claw could pick him up.
I thought. So they're making him go in the back corner of the claw machine.
Yep, and cover his eyes.
Now he says cover his eyes.
You ready? Oh, no.
And they broke the glass.
Did he? You're going to hit the pay for an entire vending machine, Father.
But he's fine. But wouldn't you think there's a way to open it and not break the glass?
How do they get all the toys in there?
They place the baby right on the glass.
I know. It's just that's Australian how you save your baby. Keep him out of there.
You get to pay for the machine.
And Mike, you think you had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester, New Hampshire. You've been there, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. The lady said she was trying to throw trash into the dumpster when somehow she fell into the dumpster and was stuck there until the trash compacting truck came and dumped her into the truck. The amazing thing is she only suffered minor injuries.
A woman from Manchester is lifted out of the back of a dump truck by fire crews after investigators say she fell into a dumpster while she was throwing away her garbage and was scooped up and driven away during trash pickup Monday on Beech Hill Drive.
32 years, I've never seen anything like this in my whole career.
Fire crews say the driver had a camera in the back of his truck and noticed her inside, but he'd already compacted the trash four times.
Cold
it's
up
alarming
there.
Because you don't really think it's true. You don't think it really happens.
Neighbors watched the rescue in disbelief as firefighters scaled the truck and pulled her out.
It came pick hours up over here, and he heard screaming and stuff like that. So we thought, you know, something really bad was out there happening.
Out there.
Yeah, definitely never, nothing but raccoons, maybe little critters in there. That'll spook you, but never a person in there.
According to Battalion Chief Bob Baudet,
I like this
that
guy.
Woman lives in the neighborhood. They don't know how long she'd been in the dumpster, but he says she's very lucky that that driver noticed she was in there.
I talked to the driver. He seemed to be okay. It's not the first time this has happened to him. That was definitely one for the books.
This is not the first time it's happened to him?
Wow.
I know. What is going on up there in New Hampshire?
Well, that was back. Yeah, it happened right after the Lufthansa heist.
Like, that's all I got for you today.
Goodfellas with that. Remember that? Frenchie. Yes. That's the guy they put in the. That's the guy they put in the dumpster. Frenchie. Carbone was hanging from the meat hook in the freezer truck. I'm not a normal person. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a bonus show. Hey, keep the donations coming.
Please.
Keep buying the stickers.
Thank you. Thank you.
My
thank
wife, God love her, is on a quest to sell every last TMOS sticker they have. You see these?
God bless
they
them.
Go yeah. right on your, yep. there's your Don't Get Happy Society. There's your TMOS. They're perfect for your computer.
Legacy sticker.
Your water bottle. They're fantastic. And we're very, very happy. And we are soon to be bringing you the hats. The embroidery is phase two, and it's already been completed. We're very excited about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow for the bonus show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Maris bonus show. Get it at michaelmarishow.com.
Michael Maris, radio entertainment.
You can for your age, or are you trying to be something you're not?
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.